Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to look at amazing prayer of Jesus in chapter 17 of John's Gospel. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Our programs are archived there. You can download them and put them on whatever device you have to listen to them at your convenience. Also, the best way to get a hold of this program, Sister Ann Shields' program, and all the wonderful things that's being produced at Ave Maria Radio is to get the Renewal Ministries app. Or if you'd also like to have access to our YouTube channel at Renewal Ministries, the YouTubes we're creating, and a variety of other, and our radio shows, TV shows, and the like, you can download our app as well, Renewal Ministries app. You can watch all of it, read it, do what you need to do with it anytime, night or day. Some of these radio programs are very early in the morning, and they're easy to miss. Hope you can join us, and the things we've put together at Renewal Ministries can continue to be a blessing for you. And speaking of blessing, I hope you've been blessed this week by the amazing words of Jesus from John 17 primarily, but also John 16, 14, a few things we've looked at, that Last Supper discourse of John's Gospel. This is the heart of Jesus. And if we want to know what is in Jesus' heart, what he most loves, what he's most concerned about, he's expressing here to the Father. And he's the faithful Son who, in the context of this prayer, makes it clear that he's very much aware of what the Father specifically called him to do, that he was sent from the Father, that the Father was gathered around and chose the apostles himself and gave them to Jesus. Jesus saw it as a gift. And all those who come to Jesus in faith, he reminds us in the Gospels, he said, no one comes to me unless the Father draws him. The Father wants to give us to his Son, his precious Son. Ultimately, what it's going to all lead to is the marriage feast of the Lamb, because the church is a bride. Human history is heading toward a final marriage, a communion between the church, a full unity, a full divine, amazing reality that's already begun here on earth, but coming to its full completion. The church is a gift to the Son from the Father. We are a gift to him. And he wants his eternal Son, who now literally exists for all eternity in the human body that's been glorified. And he looks like us and we look like him. And the Father wants to give us to the Son, a bridal companion for the Son for all eternity, from now and forever. It's a marriage that the Father's producing. And here Jesus is receiving it with such passion and profound intimacy and thanking the Father. He said, Father, I see these gifts you've given me. Yes, you yourself, Father, chose them for me. And I have protected them. And I've been faithful, Father. I gave them precisely the words you gave to me for them. And what's on Jesus' mind in this last hour before he's about to enter in to get arrested and enter into his passion, what's on his mind? The Father and the disciples. That's it. What's the heart of what he's after? Is praying for the Father to watch over, to guide the apostles, and to bring about the fullness of what the Father desires for us. And we'll see that today in particular, that they may all be one. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, that is the apostles in that moment, in that place, in that time, but listen closely to this, but I also pray for those who will believe in me through their word. So if you've come to faith in Christ, you've been baptized into Jesus, if you're in his church, he's praying for you, and he was praying for you and for me that very night. He had you and me on his heart. And I'm praying, he says, Father, that they may all be one. Look at, friends, the condition, really, first of the world. And the whole world was made by God, for God, made through the Son, made for the Son. And the whole human race was meant to find its meaning, its fulfillment, its joy in being united together in love for God. And look at how divided and hateful and, boy, the madness that's in the world today, the divisions, the constant divisions, the stoking of lies, the all kinds of things that keeps happening again and again and again. And now look at the state of the church. The many, the thousands of, I guess you'd call them denominations, right? Look at the condition of the Catholic Church itself and its division. We're in a battle, friends. We're in major spiritual warfare. And one of the most important things we can do in this battle, of course, we've been equipped in the battle through the Word of God, through the breastplate of righteousness, living in the righteousness that we've been given, that Scripture describes we've been given in being baptized into Jesus, being washed, being set apart, being made holy by Him, cooperating with that. Holding up the shield of faith, the very things I'm describing here, to believe it, to receive it, to walk in it. And for the disciple, for an apostle, for someone who is called by Christ and brought by the Father into relationship with Him, and we become a new creation in Him, the central thing is for us to be talking with the Lord, as He said, abiding in John 15, that is daily, throughout the day, being in simple, loving conversation. And not just one way, not just you talking, not just me talking the whole time, but learning to listen and to hear the voice of the Spirit who's present in us, who is seeking to manifest the love of the Father in us, who's seeking to reveal to us and bring to our memory all that Jesus has spoken to us, to increase in us a passion for love. And where does that passion come from? It comes from the fire of the passionate love in the Trinity itself, given to us in Christ. So Jesus said, Father, I pray for all those who believe the words that the apostles themselves will speak, who receive the gospel. As You, Father, are in me, I desire that they be one in this way. You are in me and I'm in You. From all eternity, Father, we've been united. For all eternity, our unity is so profound, we're one. And I pray that they too could come into this oneness, that they may be in us, He said, and that the world may believe that You sent me. There's a big, important connection there. The division of the church is just a staggering scandal in the world. It really undermines everything the church tries to preach and teach and bring to people, is the radical division that's present. We need deep repentance in our time, friends. We need deep humility. We need total commitment to the Word of God. There's all kinds of people, even in the church, who are trying to remake the church. What renewal means in the church is to renew what we've been given. To renew, there's a lot of ideas. I hear them. I've heard them for years, and efforts that are being made. And I tell you, friends, they just don't sound like Christ. They don't smell like Christ. It doesn't have the life, the passion, the clarity, the humility, the power that's in the words and life of our Lord. They're ideas that just come from the flesh. You know, the flesh is useless, Jesus said, but it's only the Spirit that gives life. And unless the Lord builds a house, the laborer labors in vain. Being in the Lord, in the Spirit, in His will, abiding in Him, talking with Him, walking with Him, following His leadership, seeking, as St. Paul said, we make it our aim now to please the Lord. That's got to be the central aim. That's the only way to oneness, that what brings us together? Our shared, radical love and desire to be faithful, fidelity to the person of Jesus. That's it. That's what will bring us together. The Holy Spirit will work in us as He manifests in us what Jesus wants us to know and understand. He brings us to all truth. He reminds us what Jesus wants to speak to us. And friends, if we don't know that, if we're not in the Word of God, if we're not receiving it, reading it, believing it, getting strengthened by the sacraments and all that the Lord provides us to be a communion in love, to be a communion in mission, in the mission of this love that Jesus is describing, And he says, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be one, that they may be one, that they may be one the way that we are one. There's a very different reality that Jesus is pointing to. The oneness in Christ is a oneness of being baptized into Christ. Now that means having confronted the rebellion that's in our own hearts and repented and having our sins forgiven and coming into a new life in the Spirit and then having that one love, the first love, the pearl of great price, Christ. He's our treasure. He's our portion. We live now, as St. Paul said, no longer for ourselves, but we live for Him. That's the normal Christian life. The normal Christian life is a life that is fundamentally radical. It's radical because it's radically different than the world. We're just not living for the glories of the world anymore. I'm not looking to be crowned by the world. I'm not looking to be celebrated by the world. I'm not looking to be the big award winner in the world or something. And to draw pleasures from the world in a way that's inconsistent with having Jesus at the center. The only thing that's going to make me happy, you fulfilled, me fulfilled, and any possibility of our actually being one is to have a heart that's been circumcised, that's consecrated to, that's set apart, that's purified, and that has Christ as the pearl of great price, the person of Jesus as the treasure that's hid in the field. And I saw that treasure and I gave everything. I bought the field so I could possess the treasure. I know now where my first love is. And this is what the Holy Spirit's doing, is bringing us into the reality of living out the first commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this is what Jesus is doing and what He's bringing us into. Again, that they may be one, they may be brought to perfection as one, and that the world may know that you sent me, so key. The world will have no clue that Jesus was sent if His followers are divided, separated, fighting each other. This is a beautiful line here, the next one. And that you love them even as you loved me. This is John 17:23. Remember what Jesus said back in John 15:9. As the Father loves me, that's how I love you. The way God loves God from all eternity. That's how I love you. And then He says, here. And I've shown them, Father, you love them as you love me. The Father loves you just the way He loves Jesus. That's hard to believe, but it's true. Father, they are your gift to me. Do you ever think of yourself that way? Those who are baptized into Christ and are following Him faithfully, who love Him, Jesus sees that as the gift, a gift right from the Father. Father, they are your gift to me. I'm going to end the program right there with that line and pick up the remainder of it tomorrow. But chew on that today. Who are you? As a follower of the Lord, you are a gift from the Father to Jesus. Be that gift. Give yourself to Him today. All day, walk in Him and know that that's who you are. That's who the Father has made you to be, a gift for His Son, and to love Jesus in the power of the Spirit with all your heart. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.